This is Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Tyler Ditter with more on an iconic musician who grew up in the Milwaukee area.
Hi. I got a tape I want to play.
The movie Stop Making Sense has been hailed as one of the greatest concert films of all time. Directed by Jonathan Demme, the film unfolds as members of the Talking Heads take the stage one by one, culminating in an explosive dance party. One of the band's core members, keyboardist Jerry Harrison, is a Shorewood, Wisconsin native. WPR beta host Doug Gordon talked with Harrison about the legacy of the Talking Heads and their iconic movie.
To begin with, when I joined the band, one of the biggest things I tried to do was to reinforce what they were already doing. I thought that what they were doing was already brilliant and wonderful. And so I just wanted to make it, say, a little stronger, a little fuller. There were places where having another instrument could help sometimes smooth transitions between different sections of the song. I think that when I joined the band, there was an element of, I think we could keep this, but we could also, if someone's listening along, they're going to keep dancing by maybe the part that I'm adding in.
Let's fast forward to 1983. Talking Heads are touring to promote their fifth studio album, Speaking in Tongues. And then the band decides to shoot a concert film over the course of three nights at the Pantages Theater in Hollywood.
Having the brilliance of Jordan Cronenwith as the DP, he spent a lot of time realizing that I can deal with dynamic range that the camera can't. And so sometimes it was dimming some of the brighter lights and bringing up some of the dimmer lights to get the right balance so that it actually was a lot closer to translating into what your eye actually was seeing. And then I think what Jonathan did is he understood that there was a built-in narrative to the film. And he kind of came to us and said, I want to film this. And we thought, well, this is really great. We have somebody who has experience as a commercial film director. But we just loved his enthusiasm, and it was obvious he was really a music lover. And if you go to his other films, he always gives the music a chance to be loud in his film. If he's going to bother to have a song in the film, he really uses it as more than the background of the scene, but as closer to the foreground as setting the stage and the fabric of the scene.
One of the most fascinating things about Stop Making Sense is this idea of the band members coming out on stage one at a time. Can you tell us about this?
So we started that tour. The four of us came out and played. And then we said, we're not the same as we used to be. And everybody else came out. So this sense that we went from simpler to complex was already there. And then David said, like, how far can we take this? Can we build the stage? Can we go from one person to the entire band? Sort of in succession, in some ways, people have pointed out, it's sort of like David had done songs on his own, then Chris played with him, then Tina joined. We, of course, reversed that in the film. Then I joined, and then the band got big. And the band got big because we had music that we couldn't play with just a four-piece.
Do you have a favorite song that best reflects the contributions that you made to the sound of Talking Heads?
Well, I'd say Take Me to the River is a good one because it's like dominated by the organ. And if the organ weren't there, that'd be a very different song.
The New Yorker film critic Richard Brody says that Stop Making Sense is the rare concert movie that is itself a work of art. What do you think of that?
Well, I think the fact that we conceived it, and David gets the lion's share of the credit, as a visual and narrative and staging experience along with the music, it was a complete artistic statement.
That was Talking Heads keyboardist and guitarist, Shorewood native Jerry Harrison, reflecting on the band and the movie Stop Making Sense. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Tyler Ditter. May I ask yourself?